Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show, and I hope you're staying warm if you're in the cold parts of the United States. I know it's rough for some of you. And then in other parts of the world, I saw that it was very hot. So we're having some interesting weather, right? But today on the show, I have a lot of positive news. Believe it or not, there is positive news, positive energy that we can grab onto when things seem interesting on the earth plane, right? And that's what I like about bringing into this show is there's another perspective. There's always another perspective. You know, the glass half full, glass half empty thing. Well, I know that it's rough and challenging out there, guys. I mean, I'm in a sweater. I'm not even in the really cold. And we have heat and, you know, we have utilities, but we're still cold because of the wind. We have wind. And you know, I have an Akita, which is a very cold weather dog, and she doesn't want to be outside. So that tells me a lot right there. And we were 11 degrees this morning here in Virginia Beach. But I know over in Chicago in the Midwest that you guys are really feeling it. And I've lived in those areas before with the below, I think one time in upstate New York, it was below 65 or something. Okay, I don't know how you do it. It's not for me, but you know, I can help you with a hurricane. I can. So let me move on. I just wanted to put out a little bit of compassion out there for everybody. So please be safe out there. What we want to talk about today is February, the month of February. And I went into meditation. I asked for some guidance and some support, positive. What can we do to make the most of every single month? I do that each month. Well, this one's about February, and it's all about hope. It's all about the hope coming in. And I love this message. I get a chill all over, and it just made me smile. I mean, who couldn't use a little hope, you know, when things are challenging out there, right? Well, there's a new moon on February 4th coming up, which is just around the corner here, next week. And that new moon brings, it's an Aquarius new moon, and it brings in hope. It brings that light, that little glimmer of, but what if I just stuck it out? What if I just didn't give up? What if, right? Hope, honestly, for me, has been one of the things that has been a lifesaver at times for me when I've gone through tough things. Hope brings this opportunity of seeing something from a different perspective when you feel like it's a lost cause. And hope is always there. It really is. It's just sometimes we lose it, or we feel like, where did it go? I don't have any. And I know that, you know, there's tough struggles, but I want to put out hope. And please don't be angry at me, because I want to give you some hope and some positive. Think about, why would you be angry if someone's trying to give positive news? That's just something for you to think about. I mean, I've had that happen, you know, and but I'm going to give positive reinforcements here because we've got enough to be concerned about. And the thing when you're in a metaphysical mindset, energy mindset, spiritual awakening, whatever that path is for you, it's not just this is the only way. Okay. This is what I share and experience, what has helped me. If it's for you, it's for you. If it's not, it's not. But I want you to know that hope is an energy. It's like what sparks that light. And think about it. Light and dark, they can't really be in the same space, right? As soon as you shine or turn a light on in a dark room, dark goes away, doesn't it? And it just cannot be dark when it's light. And hope really is that spark that starts the light to shine into the dark. So when you feel like you're in those darkest, you know, nights of the soul, and we go through those when we are really going through big changes. And that we've had with this last moon, we've had some recent, really strong, powerful, that lunar eclipse. The emotions were just pulled up through whether you wanted them to be or not. And then some people were feeling it even more so if you really feel lunar cycles, some people were saying they were that sign of Cancer. And, you know, that's an emotional water sign. And if it's in your chart anywhere, I mean, it doesn't have to be your sun sign. What if it's your rising sign? What if it's in another aspect? And those are the things that just make us who we are. But feeling your emotions, the positive and the not so positive, the things that are just difficult, we don't want to be afraid to feel our emotions. We want to be able to process them, let them move on and pass through, not cling to all of the darkness, but to allow some of that light in. So I really wanted to, I was really looking forward to this message. This message is, it's just the positive aspects of a sigh of relief. Like, oh, yeah, I could just kind of bask in a little bit of hope here after that tough emotional week with that lunar eclipse. And it was interesting. Dreams were interesting, you know. And I feel those. I feel those. I feel the lunar cycles like about a week ahead. And then when they finally arrive, I feel like, oh, okay. I don't know why I feel them a week ahead. Some people do, some people don't. But usually the energy starts gradually moving in and it becomes very strong right on the full moon, new moon, whatever it is. And then it lasts for a couple of weeks and it brings in like an energy of, you know, what we could work on. And every time I look into this, there is so much that the universe puts out there to help us, but if we reject it, then that's our choice. If we're afraid of it, that's our choice. But I started several years ago to approach it differently and study it and understand it. And it has been a wonderful tool in a positive way. It doesn't mean that it doesn't change because energy always shifts. It constantly shifts. Your thoughts are energy. The words you speak, the emotion behind the words you speak are additional energy. And then what we believe is energy. What we focus on is the energy we're putting intention to. And we really do have a lot of opportunity to shift what we experience more and more. And it's really becoming more prevalent these days and it moves faster. So I just really want you to know that even though it might be one of the tough times for you, hope is there. And it's like, I want some of that. I want some hope. And then you have to do the work. You have to be proactive when something comes your way. You know, that's one of the things I've noticed that's shifted for me in the last couple of years as I work with the angelic realm. They have really started to show me, help them understand how to trust their own intuition. So, I mean, I really am passionate about that. Not just you trusting what I say or what somebody else says, but, you know, you hear it. I share what my experiences are. I share what I've learned, but then you take it and then you explore it and you see if it resonates with you. That to me is me doing my job properly. That's me doing what I came here to do, because I absolutely love everything that I've learned and discovered. And I always want someone else to feel and experience that too. But it's up to you to really hear it and to really process it. Not just, you know, it's not a, oh, I'll just do what they do, or I'll just do what I'm told. It used to be that way a lot. And it was almost like we were raised to be that way, right? I don't think it's that way so much anymore. I really think we're being given opportunity to find our truth, anchor into what is right for us. And, you know, everybody has that right to do that. And then we want to be accepted, but you may or may not be, I know. But are you accepting somebody else that's different? You know, we have to look at the whole aspect of it. But hope in this one, this one taps into your inner wisdom, and it helps you go inward, because you know what's in that gut instinct. You really do. You know what's there. You know what you keep hearing or feeling over and over repeatedly. Do you squash it down? Are you afraid to trust it? Do you second guess it? This is about your own intuition connecting into hope, which lights it up for you to see clearly your own inner wisdom. So I love this message today, and I really hope that you find inspiration in it. I hope that it encourages you to tap into your own inner wisdom. I hope that you find that the energy coming in this month of February has a lot of love with that hope, a lot of divine love. It has a lot of unconditional love, and it also has this opportunity to just really go for what you really want to do in your life. So I love that. We have been getting that theme pretty regular. Archangel Jophiel did come in very strong when I was asking about this show today, and Jophiel's wonderful for this because it's a she to me, but it's a very positive aspect that she brings. Always shows the perspective that's more positive and is encouraging. And Archangel Ariel came in. That's the one to be courage. And Ariel also is about don't give up on hope. Allow it into your life. So with that, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to start diving in and go over. And if you want to join us, we have the YouTube chat live open. We have some people over there. Hello and welcome to everyone over there. And we're also live streaming on Facebook through Transformation Talk Radio. They're doing it over there on Facebook. I'm doing it on YouTube. You can check out all of this at my website too, at jenroyster.com. And we will be right back after the break.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Welcome back to the show. I want to say hello to everyone joining us over in YouTube chat. We got Candace, Jody, Kelly, David, Melissa, Robin, and Maddie. And let's see, I said Jody. Oh, hello, guys. Welcome. It's good to see you guys there. And they're still talking about weather, except for who's in Colorado, and they're going to be 50. So, yeah. Okay. She has sympathy for what we're feeling, though, because we're not used to it. So she understands. So Candace, thank you for all your empathy today with the rest of us that we don't know what to do with that cold. So here we go. First of all, I want to tell you about February. And one of the big things that came through with the angels on that was, if you're feeling trapped, if you're feeling stuck, it's not real. We believe we're stuck. The belief that you're stuck is what causes it to feel real. And they're reminding us of that, which causes anxiety, which causes you to do a loop, which causes you to repeat over and over and over again. And you're still looking for that validation, and you don't need to. It just means you got to go, wait a minute, I need to look past this smokescreen. And guess what? They also bring up, and this came from Michael, actually. I've got a few of them that came in. Jophiel, Ariel, Michael came in with this part. And it was the ego side of us is not used to all the changes we're making. So it likes to rear its head a bit and buck the system. No, I don't really want you to change. Let's just do it the way we always know, even if it's not very good or you don't love it. Let's just do it because that's what we know. That's really what happens. And it happens within every one of us. That out of the comfort zone, what is that first reaction when you really want to, you know, go? Most of us are like, ooh, I don't know. Where's that coming from? That's coming from that ego side of us that just is trying to keep you anchored into what you've been doing. Why it feels so topsy-turvy is because the energies and ascension really as a whole of humanity, everybody's kind of growing and moving and shifting. That's why you see so much going on. And then there's those that are really applying themselves with it. and it's moving faster, and it's wanting you to step out of that comfort zone and change it and do something completely different, maybe the same thing a different way. But what's fascinating is it wants you to explore other opportunities. So the ego just knows what it's programmed to do. So that's what's happening. And they really reminded us of that today. I've taught on that before, but that was one of the strongest things that came up. And so when you feel like, I don't want to get stuck in that, you don't beat yourself up. You don't do that. You're not hard on yourself because that pops up with you. It happens to everybody. I'll even feel it. You just go, okay, I hear you, ego. That's what I do. Okay. But you know what? We're scared, but we're going to do it anyway. We're nervous about it, and we'll probably make some mistakes. But I think it's time to explore something new. And once we get the hang of it and do it a few times and kind of get the gist of it, we won't feel like this anymore. Think about it. It could be a new venture. It could be moving, relocating. It could be anything. It could be just that you have to do something completely different. You have to overhaul something. It doesn't matter whether it's a personal thing. It doesn't matter if it's a business thing. It could be a little bit of both. But if you're stuck in a loop and it's all this anxiety and all this stress and this what if and you need validation, that is all coming from fear and an ego that doesn't want to do anything different. That's my personal experience with that. Take it or leave it. You may or may not agree with that. That's okay. But that's what I received to share. So let me move on with that. Now, I also wanted to say, I got a couple of emails here too that I need to read. One of the things is, January was the new beginnings, okay? That was the beginning of all of it. So obviously, if it brought our emotions to the front with what we had with that recent lunar eclipse, it makes sense because emotions drive motivation sometimes. Not to lose our heads, not to lose our logic and throw it out the window, but what is it? It's just really tapping you in to what is really, you know, pushing your buttons, what's really bringing you the peace, what brings a smile to your face, you know, different things like that. We have to really look at it. It's not a time to avoid, you know, and I know some of it you probably do, you know, but that's what's happening. It's a lot of upheaval coming from that. And you might still feel like you're trying to figure it out. It's okay, because that's why those emotions are coming up. That's really why I want to bring this up for you guys today, because the hope comes in to go, hey, we're not a lost cause here. Hope means exactly that. Never give up. There's a way. There's a solution. In all of my studies and all of my experience with the divine and the angels and just asking for that assistance and support and then trusting and then listening to what they bring, and when I see opportunities, I'm proactive. It has never been a mistake. Sometimes it's scary, and sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. It's never been a mistake. It's always been, okay, I'm so glad I listened. And then there's times where I didn't, and that really, you know, oh, I wished I had listened. You know, how many people can relate to that? Have you ever felt like, oh man, I knew I should have done that different? But we don't want to be hard on ourselves. The word should kind of has like a weight of lower frequency. There's different words that have different frequencies and what you feel when you say them. I mean, can't, you know, if you're, I am freaking out, you know, that you're claiming that's, you know, your experience. So how about I am peaceful, even if you may be looking for that peace. And I know that sometimes for people that this is very new, they're like, I don't know, words are powerful. And then claiming them out loud even, or just acknowledging them, not disregarding how it is and how you feel, but going, you know, it's like listening, you know, okay, I understand my ego's freaking out right now. And then your higher self and that soul-driven passion that wants to come through and shine is the hope shining bright light there. And if you allow the two to work together, it's pretty amazing instead of fighting against each other, which that's what a lot of people are experiencing with that. They feel like, oh man, they want to, and then they're afraid. And they're like, I don't know. That overthinking, that second guessing is not trusting your gut instinct. It's doubting. It's you ask for help and then you doubt it. So, I mean, that is what it is, right? Now, with that, let me go to a couple of these emails, because I do have one from a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to bring this one up now because this one, a couple of weeks ago, and a lot of you guys are in the show right now listening over in the chat. This is from Rita, and if you remember a couple of weeks ago, she had the dog, and she had written an email and needed to take the dog to the vet, because the dog had lost its sight blind. And I wanted to read this because you guys joined me in sending love and light and energy, good energy to Rita and her dog. So she says, thank you for the lovely email and for your kind words from your show, sending my fur baby and I love. I did take him to the vet, which is what, yeah, and he checked him out. Unfortunately, he has diabetes. And with that, when she said that, when I read the diabetes, because I was feeling something with the vein or the vein of the eye, and a lot of times with diabetes in people, it immediately reminded me of someone I knew with that, and it affected that with the eyes and was affecting the sight that way. Something, I don't know what that is, but so they were tied together, but I didn't get diabetes. I'm just being honest with what I picked up. They say it's genetics, so it is considered by medical community as permanent. We all know that this is not always true. While we are being careful with his diet and giving him insulin and eye drops to help him from getting glaucoma, he is still a very happy doggy and seems to enjoy the challenge of finding his ball. I am also planning to make some eye drops using DMSO, Sovereign Silver, and glutathione, I think that's how you say it. A lot of people are claiming to have success with this. He is also receiving energy healings, as well as the love and healing thoughts from you, the angels, and the beautiful souls that listen to your show. Blessings to you with love, Rita and her fur baby, Miko. So she wanted to say thank you guys for that love and support you sent. So I felt like that was awesome. That was so awesome that she did that. Now, the next one is right in line with today's message about hope. And this one is from Marilyn. She's one of our Angel Retreat members. And she says, my questions are, what is the meaning of black, yellow dotted butterfly? First time it happened, that it was inside my house. The doors were closed. Windows were closed. This was on the 23rd of January. My husband was doing the arts that I asked him to draw angels and butterfly, and this butterfly, black, yellow, dotted, showing behind my husband's back where he's seated right by the window, and the butterfly is right there. Please help me, Dr. Jen, and can I keep it in a jar? Please help me. More blessings always. This was from the 23rd. I wouldn't personally keep them in a jar because they have a short lifespan once they become a butterfly, and I just want them to be free to be beautiful and fly. But black, yellow, dotted butterfly. First of all, butterflies bring hope and transformation. They are a metamorphosis and shift. It's interesting because butterflies or anything like that, when people see a lot of those, that means there's a lot of shift or change coming in. The colors, black and yellow. Black is more of a grounding color. It's grounded. It's, you know, grounded, being present. And yellow is more of a third chakra color or, intellect. So when I see that it's black, it's grounded with the intellect, It's interesting. Maybe that's a little bit about her husband. I don't know. But it's not a negative to see a butterfly. It's absolutely, I love to see the butterflies. That, hummingbirds, ladybugs are all a really positive sign. Very good stuff. Butterflies, though, if you're seeing a lot of butterflies, you have shift. You have change. You're acknowledging, and the universe is acknowledging that they're with you, and it's graceful, and it's a beautiful transition. Think about how beautiful they are when they're flying. It is just so graceful in their transition. It's just beautiful. So that's what I wanted to say to that. Okay, now where are we? Oh, we got to take a break. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, I will go over to the chat and see if there's any questions there. And guys, if you have any, please put them out there, and we will be right back after the break.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about February, angel messages about February, and we were talking a little bit about how it was bringing awareness to don't let the ego trip you up and freak you out, so to speak. And now we're answering some questions. So over in the chat, we have Maddie is asking, I feel more at peace than ever, that I know the right direction, but some loved ones are concerned about the change. I keep praying and feel like I'm getting confirmation. Can you ask the angels? She says, I'm also interviewing and wondering how I can be sure I choose the right job. Appreciate your help and prayers. Well, of course, that's what we do here with our team here. We We are here for each other to support with the energy. Now, here's the thing. Sounds like things are leveling out. Good, good, good for you. Here's the thing. A lot of times when we're making a change and we really are ready to do that, people that know us, depending on where they are with that, they may or may not be so good with change. And so they get afraid for you. You've got to shield up from that. You know, you've got to stay with what's right for you. You can respect that they care about you and not get upset about it. But at the same time, what they want for you may not be what's right for you. You have to trust that from within yourself. Now, one of the things, and she's asking, and I want to bring this in, and I'm tying it in with what February is about, because it's a question that's good timing with what February is. Now, it's a number two month, and when you break that down, it can be, that's a joining forces, you know, like a duality kind of number. But it also is about building a solid foundation, because you have the one and then you have the two. So one is about your changing. Number two is the next step, the next level. You're going into, okay, now I'm going to build on this new direction, or I'm going to reinforce or restructure the one I was on. A lot of people might be restructuring and making something better that they are already doing. That applies here, Maddie, because when you're interviewing, you go into these interviews being 100% confident of your abilities and skills, which you're going to share. I'm assuming you're interviewing. You're not interviewing other people. I'm thinking, yeah, you're saying for the right job. Okay. And then also, there's this piece. There's this, this feels right. This feels, you want to pay attention to your energy. You don't want to force feeling comfortable somewhere. You want to open it up before you go into an interview. Say, okay, if this is the right one, give me a vibe that this feels like this is where I belong. And it's going to come from within you, what feels right to you. Honestly, everybody has that differently. I always go in with Archangel Michael to anything like that when I've done it in the past. And Michael is awesome because he's really a career counselor too. And he's, you know, like life purpose counselor. So he's awesome for that. And he sheds away all of that insecurity and doubt, and he kind of isolates you, helps you stand up strong and feel confident within yourself. He's not doing it all for you, but he helps you remember that you have that within you and helps you tap into your own. So that's very powerful. That's what I'm getting. It's more of a, the people that are concerned about changes for you, it's, you know, respect that they care and they love you. But then that's their feelings that need to stay there. That's not where you are. You have to do what's right for you. And I know when that's new and it's a lot of change, it can be like, oh my goodness. But if you're still trying to get acceptance from everybody, that could make it bumpy, because we have to just know that some people are, some people aren't. You know, that's what it's going to do. That's as you gain strength and your confidence with that. Now, it's also, let me move, keep moving into this, because like I said, there's a solid foundation where we're building. We went through all this change. We were clearing out, and you might still be clearing out some things, everybody. But now we're in a month where you're kind of building and you're ready to move forward with your project, your plan, your idea. That sigh of relief that comes in with the hope, it's like the hope is like, I can't give up now on what I really want to achieve. It gives you this little glimmer of just enough to keep you in the game. And that's a positive, guys, because then once you grab onto that, you will be the one lighting the path, because that energy is within you. And as you believe in yourself and you go, you know what? I'm going to make mistakes. I might not get this perfect, but I have got to try this. This is what I want to do. This is the way I want to go. This is what I want to change. This is what I want to do, right? That hope is going to help, because once you get into that, you realize the universe really is bringing support in for all of us. It gives you a sense of lightness as you move, You know, you feel lighter. You feel like, I can do this. I can go out of my comfort zone. I can try this. I can explore something brand new. Hope is good stuff. Okay. That's what's coming in. And remember, it's kind of like, it begins the light on the path. So something that just seemed so impossible, so no, this never is going to work. Hope is like, yeah, but did you notice this? And then it shines this little bit of light in a corner that you didn't notice. And you go, I didn't know that was there. That opportunity, I never looked at it that way. If you're willing and open to receiving other perspectives, they will absolutely flow in. You have to be willing to look at them differently. You have to be willing to do that. And nobody can do that for you. You have to do that for yourself. I know it sounds like, oh, well, can't you just tell me? Well, no, not really. I have to be honest with you. I have to tell you what they're sharing to share with you, which is how to help you feel empowered to do this yourself. So that's important. This beautiful energy is really good. I mean, you want to take a moment and just close your eyes and focus on that word hope. Focus on what does hope feel like to you. Focus on if there was hope that I allowed into my life with what I have going on, what would it look like? What would it feel like? And then just let it be and just kind of bask in a vibration like that. It will lift you. And as it lifts your frequency, it helps to open up those gates to let you see these different opportunities, to see what hope is in your life. Like, oh, there it is. And then you grab onto that, and then that builds into brighter light. That's it. That I absolutely love that for this one. We also have a super moon coming on the 19th in February, and that one will be pretty good, and that one's going to help us, you know, stand strong in where we are and have a little more confidence in what we have to let go of. So February is bringing a lot of good energy. Now we also have Shadana. Hi, Shadana. Let's see. Hi. She's saying, hi, Dr. Jen. I feel the same way about my career. I made this big leap to move to Arizona, way out of my comfort zone. Now I'm struggling with what to do for work. I don't want to keep doing the same thing that doesn't bring me joy just to have a job. Okay. Well, I hear you. I think you did hear the answer to that already, Shadana, because that's very similar to what other people are experiencing right now. And honestly, you know, you may want to just kind of explore doing some fun things. I keep feeling this, I don't want to just have a job. There was a time in my life, and I'm going to share this. There was a time in my life I was doing a job. Boy, this was a long time ago. Way long, like back in the, when was this? Like 80s, 90s. And I just didn't, it wasn't me. It was awful. And I couldn't believe the stress I was under and the emotions that were coming up from that. And it was scary because I just quit the job and I didn't have another one lined up. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not saying to do that, but that's what I did. And that was crazy, but that was what I needed to motivate me. And I ended up having two or three small lighter jobs that were more fun as this transitional point. And that's my point that I'm trying to make is that a possibility to where you just kind of do some things? They're not huge paying, but they might be kind of that interim break to have some fun. I've heard people doing that all the time. I know somebody that was in a very stressful job with finance, real estate, stuff like that. They just had to get away from it. And they're like working with landscaping because they just needed to do something fun and what they love. That's my point. I don't know how that would work for you, but honestly, I would explore that a little bit for you. That's what's popping up for you, Shadana, that just came in. And I kept seeing, you know, fun things, maybe a couple of them, like a couple of days at this one and a couple of days at that one or something, just so you could have some diversity, meet some different people, make some friends, something. It just feels like it will stir the pot a little bit to help you discover where you want to go with that. It's temporary. I mean, People do it all the time when they're in college. Think about it. And I'm not saying do crazy things you don't want to do. Just if there's something that would be so fun, but it's not enough, see what you can do with something to explore another option with that. So let me go on. I hope that made sense. Did that make sense to you, Shadonna? Has that actually crossed your mind? Because it was so odd how it just popped up when I was reading that. Now, let me tell you quickly about the full moon. The full moon is a super full moon on February 19th. That'll be in Virgo. That one is going to bring up if you have been neglecting your health, not eating right, maybe not exercising, or something's coming up. That's not to say everybody, but I'm saying if you have been ignoring it, okay? Not, okay, I hope you heard that. It's going to be a little bit more coming to the surface so you can resolve that and balance that part of your life. That's not to say, oh no, something horrible. No, just take care of yourself and that's not an issue. It's just going to bring it up for those that are ignoring it. Does that make sense? So don't ignore it. That one is going to demand some self-love to balance life out for yourself on the physical side of things. That's what that one is. So that does not mean anything except you need to be taking care of yourself. I mean, I look at that and I go, I have to make sure I'm doing everything too. Make sure you have that balance. Now, let me see. We had, okay, Shadonna's answering. She's saying that helps a lot. Thank you. Yeah, that's right on the point as usual. I don't know what it is with you, Shadonna, but when you ask me something, it's like, boom, I get a full, clear picture. And she's been listening to the show for a while. So it's just, she's just part of the family and always will be. Let me see here. We have Kelly is asking, hey, Jen, I have an odd question. I recently revived guidance to find a mentor, but I'm not sure where to look. Do the angels have any advice on how to find this person or where to look? Yeah, the immediate thing that's coming up is you don't have to try to make it happen. It will unfold naturally. And I'm getting all kinds of interesting things here for you, Kelly. Let me just go with it. Michael popped right in for that one. Michael's saying, go about your day. Just put the intention out there that you're looking for something that will lift you and help you versus hinder. You know, you don't even think about hinder. Just go, I want to attract in someone that can help lift me to be better and achieve what your goals are. And then go about your day. It feels like in a month or so, I kept hearing 1 month. 1 month, maybe something will shift or somebody will pop in and you'll discover it. You just go about your life. You don't have to try to find it. That's the one thing that is always so odd when you're working with spiritual stuff like this. The answers come in the best when we're not, what we ask, we let it go, and then we go about our day. Because when we go trying to find it, that's different from being proactive when the opportunity pops in. You don't have to try to make it happen. You wait and you stay open for opportunities. When they come in, explore them. You know, just go do the homework, do the research, be proactive that way. Received. I was wondering what that meant. She's like, I recently received guidance. That makes way more sense. Thank you for, okay. Didn't want to put words in your mouth there, Kelly. Yeah, she received guidance. Yes. The mentor will come in. That's what I'm getting. The mentor will come in. I feel like it's in a month. Put the intention out there. Be open to any kind of possibilities that might come your way. You could stumble on it surfing the web. You could stumble on it reading a book. You could stumble on the perspective just in a store when you go grocery shopping. I mean, just be open for opportunity. When they do pop up, explore it. Okay, just explore it. Be safe if it's a total stranger, of course, but be safe and explore. Just hear it out. That doesn't mean you have to make a decision, but there's definitely something coming your way. I can feel that. And let me see, what time is it? 1:50. Let's see, I'm going to get another one here. Well, okay, Robin is saying the conversation fits her situation too. I went part-time in a job. I'm not happy in. Letting go of the control is hard. Oh, she went part-time in a job she's not happy in October. Letting go of the control is hard. It is. The control is the ego side of us just trying to know what's going to happen before it's going to happen. That's the part that's afraid of the future. If any part of you is worried about what's going to happen tomorrow, it's that ego side of us that has to know how everything's going to work out. And the soul side of us wants us to just let go and trust. And sometimes that is crazy. You know, you just feel like, how am I going to do that? How am I going to do that? You can take baby steps. You can take little steps. You can take opportunity to explore and study things. A baby step like I really want to do something different. Explore everything you can about what it is you want to do different. If you were to sit and go, what just do you absolutely love? Look for the jobs that would incorporate those types of things. Things like that are how you find what works. Because I'll be honest, I was going in and out of stuff. I've done so many different jobs, you wouldn't believe it. But I learned something with each one. It was a stepping stone. But some of them were not, some of them were just flat out clear. No, this is definitely not what I want to do. That's what that one sounds like, Robin, that you're talking about. Some of them are just definitely, that's not what I want to do. And then some of them are, I love this part of it, but this isn't my lifelong dream. You're going to take what you're learning and the skills and the tools that you become good at. You know, you grow and you develop your toolbox that you can take on your journey. The whole life journey is this whole thing. It's not like, okay, we're going to find it. We're going to get rid of all of our issues and it's done. The whole life is the journey, the entire lifetime. That's what Earth is. And we just keep evolving and we keep growing. So please keep that in mind and remember that. I know that's like, are you kidding me? Really? Yeah, that's the way it is for everybody. I mean, I go through stuff. I'm going through changes too. And it just is the way it is. Candace is starting a brand new business. Ooh, good for you. Moving for a prosperity breakthrough. Trying to get out of my own way. Do the angels have any information on how I can better do that? Candace, what I'm picking up immediately, this will be the last one I can take because I'm getting close on time, guys. What I'm picking up right away is Candace has very powerful energy that can just push through very, very forcefully when excited. I know. Does that make sense? It just feels really, wham, let me just go. And sometimes it's so strong. I've had a tendency to do that before, too. I had to learn it a long time ago because you just don't want to be going in so strong that you miss things along the way. Sometimes we want it to just happen, and we can't slow down enough to see all the little individual nuances that are in the corners or on the sides, and we miss these very valuable gems that are knowledge and very important aspects of things when we're doing a project like that. That is what I'm picking up for you. I'm picking up a slow, steady, more observative approach is going to help this be more successful, to learn a little bit more. And you know what you're doing. It's not that you don't. It's more of going too fast. Honestly, the bottom line is just go steady. Go at a steady pace so you can finish this completely versus go so fast that it, wait, I missed that part, or it wears you out. That happens a lot to people. You know, you get really excited about something, and what it wants you to do is, this is a perfect way to practice redirecting that energy of excitement, that whoa, knock the door down, to let it trickle out on a steady pace. Think about like runners that do marathons. They have to pace that, right? Versus the sprinter that goes the 50-yard dash, boom, everything all at once. It wants you to practice that trickling of your energy, and then it sustains you, and then it's not overwhelming, and then you enjoy it, and you don't miss half the journey that way. I hope that made sense. I know that I can be that way sometimes when I'm super excited, and I get that. I've done that in the past, gone too fast on things. I hope that made sense. Smelling the roses, got it. I think I'm wearing myself out. You said that right as I typed it. Yeah, you're not going to stop your energy. You're just going to redirect it, and it's like take the valve and slow, so it's not full blown all at once. It's going to trickle out on a steady pace. It helps to stay in it for the long haul, and you don't miss things and opportunities along the way. So I hope that made sense. That's actually good advice that I'm reminding myself about on things that I do. I absolutely love that advice. Actually, that's good for anybody trying to do any kind of big shift or change. So that's good for most of us right now, since we're all feeling something, right? So what I want to say, I'm about to wrap the show up, guys. February is a month full of hope. It's uplifting, a sigh of relief after the emotions that were yanked up out of the gallows for us, you know, last month. This is the month that you want to grab onto that hope. You want to bask in that energy. Let it lift you. Let it build your courage to step out into the unknown and try what you've always wanted to try. You guys, you can do this in baby steps. You can do your homework, but eventually you just got to go try. I mean, you don't go to gymnastics class by reading a textbook. You go and you practice and you fall on the cushions a lot. Remember? I mean, think about these kids. And, you know, a child, man, the way they just go in there and learn it, you know, that's what's happening to us sometimes as an adult. We miss that. We miss that. Just do it and try. It's okay if you make a mistake. And with that, I have to go. I love you guys. In 1 hour, we're having another live Q&A over in the Angel Retreat, if you're a member. So all that information is over in your membership site, and I sent an information email to you. I'll see you guys at 1 p.m. Eastern for that if you're one of the members. And I want to wish everyone much love and happiness. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.